Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
Remembering God save us.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned.
Greetings to our radio listening audience, and welcome to the radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabbal, The Reality of the Creator. We thank you for joining us again this morning. We are running a few minutes late, but you will enjoy the good show with the nourishing and refilling message and words of inspiration that Imam Shahid Shabbal has always brought to you. Again, this is the radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabbal, The Reality of a Creator, which comes on every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Excuse me, I do have an allergy today. I apologize. And I want to thank you again for joining us. Imam Shahid Shabbal will be on in a few minutes. Until then, I will let you know that the show is about... Excuse me, this allergy is really getting me. The title of the show today that he will be discussing is There Can Be No Peace Without Justice. There can be no peace without justice. Almighty God created the world for justice and righteousness. Justice is wanting the good for others that you enjoy for yourself. This is the purpose of life. Our God is one, and He created man in His unity. And in His unity is justice. We have to bring back God consciousness so that we can bring back unity and justice with each other. And now I bring to you our host for the day, Imam Shahid Shabbal.
Assalamu alaikum.
I have this allergy that's really getting me today, and I apologize.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Anyway, if you can hear me, radio audience, I want to greet you all this day, this blessed day that we have another opportunity to get our lives right as much as we can with good intentions so that our Creator will bless us not only to live this life here, the good we enjoy here, but it's a world, a whole new world, after we die, and we will never die in that world, and this is real, people. It's the world of Almighty God Allah. And that world, you got to work for that world. You can't just live any old kind of way here in this world, treat people any old kind of way. No. Almighty God Allah says in His final revelations, in the Holy Quran, He said He created the heavens and the earth for justice. Justice, justice. That's the first word He said, justice. Because you know why? You know what justice really means? The understanding that the Creator has blessed me with, justice means equality. That means everything working together for the good of the whole. and not leaving out some of his creation, having what it needs, and the rest, some don't have what it needs. No, he created all his creation and six periods, evolutions, and he duly proportioned everything. And he said he created everything in pairs. Now, this right here even brings to you, if you're a thinking person, justice, the man and the woman. The man and the woman coming together in the love of Almighty Allah brings about justice. Why? Because them two coming together, they produce other life, human life, that will be good for the world, to bring in the world life so that that life will be good. And after they pass on through this world, the other life that they taught the children, they can teach them, and they will carry on the good. Almighty God Allah created the world for goodness, his goodness. But the key right now, what we see in the world is a lot of injustice. The injustice that we see is because people have a free will, and you have people who want everything. They want to enjoy all the good themselves, a few people, and they don't want the majority of the people to enjoy the good that Allah, the Creator, created for all of us. So how can you have peace, which comes from God, and God is justice, and you cannot have his peace? He won't let you have his peace until you practice his justice, which is wanting the good for others that you enjoy for yourself. And justice also means this. Justice means equality. I'm going to just use the word equality. Out of justice comes equality, equal treatment under the law. They even got that in this government constitution, that this we established this government on principles where everyone will receive good treatment under the law. Good treatment means godly treatment. And they have never practiced that since this country has been established. Good treatment for everybody in this country. Because, first of all, we must understand that this country is not a white country. It's not a country that was founded by white people. This country was inhabited by Native Indians. Spanish people, Indians, they were the people who were living here in America. The so-called white people, they came out of Europe. The so-called black people came out of Africa. So we are both immigrants. The Caucasians, the African Americans, we're both immigrants to this country. And now we have immigrants of every nationality in the human race in America. And we see still that there's injustice being practiced all the time. In fact, injustice now is worse than it's ever been. Since the so-called white man say he founded America, which is a lie, because there were already people here, Native Americans. How can you find a place and it's already people inhabiting that place, already there? You can't say that's not finding no place. That's lying. And saying you found it, but they ain't found it. In fact, they didn't even know the European, and this ain't about racism. This is the truth. If you want to wake up to the truth, the Europeans couldn't even find America, and they had to have Muslim navigators to bring them to America because Muslims had, African Muslims, had already been coming to America hundreds of years before the Europeans even knew America existed. You need to know that in your history. This all leading up to the talk about justice. So when they said also in the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, in this country, United States of America, they also said we hold these truths to be self-evident that all people are created equal and endowed with inalienable rights. And given the right by God to pursue peace and happiness. Everybody, God will create everybody to enjoy his goodness, not some people, not 1% of the population of the people. No, 100%. So this world is unjust, and not only because of the governments of the world, but most people, as individuals. They are unjust to themselves by choosing to follow their own will other than the will of their Creator. Almighty Allah, the Creator of the heavens and earth, saying in the Holy Quran, He says that all the good that comes to us as humans come from Him. All the good. Remember that. He's all good. You hear Christians saying He's all good all the time. Well, that's absolutely correct. But understand you got to practice obeying His goodness. Now, Almighty God Allah says that all the bad that happens in our life as humans, every one of us as humans, come from ourselves. Our own self will. You choosing I, what I want to do, and not submitting your will to the will of the all-good, the all-wise, the all-knowing, and the all-powerful Creator of the heavens and the earth, so that we can have justice with each other, love, true love for each other, and not talking it, but living it, showing it in our actions. And justice also means that you don't have to just want for your brother what you want for yourself and say it, just do it. You got a lot of Muslims that say that, but they don't do it. They don't practice. In fact, the majority of Muslims say, yeah, you're not a true believer unless you want for your brother what you want for yourself, but they don't practice it. A lot of Christians say that love thy neighbors, but they don't like Muslims. I'm in the neighborhood right now. Well, they don't like Muslims. But I thank Allah that the Creator, He's in control. If you obey Him, I share it with someone. Almighty God Allah say, if you obey Him, His will, submit your will, selfish will, to His will, He will bring about justice in your life, and He'll help you to bring about justice on this earth. He's going to do it anyway. But we have to work for justice. We have to work for the completion of the renewal of the will of Almighty God Allah. That's why Almighty God Allah, He wants to change the world right now, people, and make it a just world where you won't see no killing, no more evil. All you got to do is say, kun fayakun. Be. In Arabic, that means be, and it is. He can do what he want to do instantly. All he got to do is say the word, and it automatically comes into existence, happens. This is a Creator that is not creation. You can't go pray to a tree. You can't go pray to a man, a woman, a child, the sun, the stars, the moon. You can't go pray to any part of God's creation and get no results, because it doesn't have any power to give you no results, good or bad. All the good that we see happening in the world come from sincere, good people who submit to the will of the all-good God, Allah. And all the bad you see in the world is coming from what people choose with their freedom of choice to do. They choose the evil. They can choose the good, too. But most people choose to follow evil because they choose to follow their own desires, their own selfish desires. See, when we follow ourselves, self is selfish. Understand that. You'll never get justice following self. So, first of all, most people are doing injustice to themselves by following themselves, their flesh desire, their carnal, ungodly desires of the flesh. And this is where all the evil. Then when we follow our own carnal desires, we have a partner who comes in and help us to get deeper and deeper and farther away from Almighty God Allah by following our ungodly evil desires, and he's called Satan, or the devil, a common name. He's a jinn. He's an evil spirit, and he have other evil spirits with him. We can't see. They can't help make this world bad unless we first, as human beings, follow our will and make the world bad ourselves. All they can do is call us to the bad, influence us. They are instigators, the jinns, or demons, as the Christians call them, unseen evil spirits. They whisper to us evil suggestions to do evil to each other, do evil to ourselves. And if we follow our self-will, we are just like them. We're evil too, so we work together with them to spread evil. They should go out and kill 100,000 people. You see people now bombing people. Not just, they ain't no just no Muslim. Timothy McVeigh, that blowed up the Oklahoma City building, he was a Caucasian. Why am I saying this? Everybody in the world, now people are crazy all over the world, of every nationality and race, they're committing suicide, killing other people. So the human race is killing the human race because the human race have disconnected from the one that gives them life, that gives them love, life, and justice for each other. That's Almighty God, Allah. So being that the program is not that long, I'm going to stop at this time and give the host, I mean the co-host, an opportunity to elaborate on this subject that we're talking about. It's very important for us to understand that God Almighty Allah is getting ready to bring his justice in this world. And I believe, personally, he's going to bring his justice in strong next year to where you're going to see a completely new world next year. And if you're following evil, your evil desires of yourself, you will not exist throughout 2017. You will be eliminated by the Creator. I don't know that. But because I'm such a strong believer in Allah, the Creator, and his signs is in the Holy Quran, more than any other Bible or book or revelation, to tell you when all the signs, and then the Sunnah, the life example of his last prophet, tells you all the signs when Almighty Allah is getting ready to destroy all the evil in this world, on this planet Earth, and bring back in the good and justice that he created the world in the beginning. He said he created the world all good. And every day that he said he created the world, just using days, the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth, and sixth day, he said everything he created, he ordained a theme that it is good. And he said there was one time in the world, in the beginning, when all people, they lived as if though they were just one family, one human family. They didn't see no race. It wasn't no color, black, white, and all of that. Man created that, following the influence of evil to divide the human race and destroy the human race. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum as-salam. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. In the reality of the Creator, today's discussion is on there can be no peace without justice. And we thank you for joining us, our radio listening audience, this day. And I want to kind of elaborate on that speech or a comment on it, I should say. I can definitely not elaborate on what Imam Shahid Shabazz says. He gives us a powerful message each Sunday that he comes. He brings a powerful message from the Creator. So it brings to mind some information that I receive. I'm always looking through Facebook for my news or whatever's going on in the world today. You can find it all on Facebook. So two things that was happening that was really, really of concern to show us that we are living in the world of men and jinn, and they look alike. So you can't tell them by the physical appearance. But just between the man and the jinn, it's a man's woman, the soul and the heart. And the jinn has no soul in heart. He has no feet, so he doesn't care. And the actions show it, the conduct shows which is the jinn and which is man. But anyway, there was one post on Facebook about this African-American young lady and her four-year-old daughter who were vacationing down in Virginia. I believe it was Newport News, Virginia, one of those areas down there. And they had stopped at 7-Eleven, and a team of SWAT men, a SWAT team came up. I believe it was four of them. They said four more. And they just looked at the car, went to the car, and just started rippling it with bullets, shooting 27 bullets in the car, killing the African-American woman and her four-month-old baby. The mother was devastated, and they told her not to talk about it something like that. But she said she had to let it go. She couldn't. She had to let the world know what went on. So at this point, she didn't care what they did to her. but somebody's going to know what happened to her daughter. This is total inhumanity. To kill a woman and a baby and that young 27-year-old in a car, just going whipple the car up. Anyway, that was one. And the other one was this Caucasian lady who had adopted two African-American boys. She adopted them from babies. And later, I believe they had their own family. She had married a man from Africa. And they eventually, I think, had their own children. But what happened is that when she would go out into the public, she was telling all the different ways that they would abuse and mistreat her children and ask questions about them and deny them things in the store. They had to show all their identity, tell who they were, who they were, where they were. It's just ridiculous, the questions. She said they keep harassing them with questions every time they would go anywhere. But her Caucasian children, they wouldn't even bother them. They wouldn't ask for their identity or anything. When they went into the stores, they would have to see identity, see if they had a card, a credit card, see who they were, where they lived. And she says just ridiculous stuff that they were doing to her two African-American sons. And her Caucasian children were not getting this treatment. So she could identify with the cause of the African-Americans, that Black Lives Matter. And she was saying that they're trying to say that all lives matter, but no, all lives don't matter. Because she knows with her sons, who she loves very much in there is no color distinction with her children, that for her two African-American sons are definitely treated a lot different from her Caucasian children. These things are happening every day, but it's a mentality that's creating, that's causing this. And it's a test for man. And it's a test for us to identify the good from the evil and come together in unity to eliminate that evil, erase it, remove that evil. And that good, the evil is known by its evil conduct, the chin, as we call it. Known by the evil conduct, the wrongdoings, those things that are harming society, harming man, harming creation, period, that has a disregard for life, any kind of life. And all they want to do is destroy life. But these people are not people. All of them might want to call them that. Once you see somebody who is destined and determined to do wrong and refuse to do right, you know who they are. You know that they're not of you. They're just among you. So we have to really, really be conscious today and really strive hard to come together and know who we are and who our people are and work in unity to establish the right life, the life that our Creator has put us on earth to establish. And I don't want to talk any longer. We only have about 2 minutes left here, but I'm going to let Imam Shahid Shabbat say the last words for today, and thank you for joining us. Imam Shahid Shabbat.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you. We had someone to come on the radio. They're on my phone, a guest. We would appreciate if you got something to say to come on rather than texting me while the program is going on. That's disrespect. And it's a Muslim, too. We won't call no name. And they are trying to tell us how to run our show. But if they want to come on, you can come on. That's their manners. But anyway, we're past that, people. I just wanted to say that. Because this person has been doing this. Racism, America was founded on racism. And I say that to say that history repeats itself. And so history has come back around. America was built by white people on slave labor, on racism. And she still is practicing that. She hasn't changed. And as for this person who wants to trying to get us to understand.
We have 1 minute left. Excuse me for interrupting.
Okay, 1 minute left. Okay, we give all praises to Allah. We don't follow ourselves. We don't follow people. If you want justice for yourself, you must submit your will to the will of your Creator and not your will, follow your will or no one else's will. We pray with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Oh, Allah, we pray that you bring about justice for the righteous soon. And we pray that you bring about your will on this earth. as it is in heaven, against all of the Monophacoons and the Cofferoons, the rejecters of faith. I mean.
Thank you. Thank you, our radio listening audience. Join us again next week, same time, 10:30 a.m., for the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that brought